Well, thank you all for being here at the site of one of my great life's disappointments. I misspelled succeed in this auditorium. It has two C's, not one. I've never misspelled it since, but I lost the spelling bee because of it. I've remembered the word ever since. And I really thank everyone for being here. There are so many thanks to go around, but as you'll see in what I have to say today, there'll be plenty of time in the future for us to cry and say goodbye, but we still have a year and a half to go. And I intend to work every single day. But I have decided that I will not run for a third term as governor. Jessica and I, as Peace Corps volunteers, as a lawyer and teacher on the Navajo Indian Reservation, as an educator, as a district attorney, an attorney general, as a governor and a first lady, we have dedicated ourselves to working for others. When I first ran for governor in 2002, Jessica and I assumed that if I was fortunate enough to be elected, it would be a two-term commitment. And as I have thought long and hard about this decision, I keep coming back to this starting point. As much as I love this job, as hard as I work at it, as much as my team and I could contribute in a third term, I believe that a governor should limit him or herself to two terms. This is the norm in this country. The president and most governors are limited to two terms by law. Most other states have followed this tradition. And in fact, this has largely been the tradition through Wisconsin's history. I am already the longest serving Democratic governor in history. And by the end of my term, I will be the second longest serving governor in the history of the state of Wisconsin. And I think that this national norm serves good purpose. It keeps a political world from becoming stagnant. It allows new leaders to develop. It gives voters more choices. And it allows us to draw new insights and inspirations from the wellsprings of renewal in each generation. I personally would have liked to have put this decision off for another 3 or 4 months to see if I feel differently then. I know that I will regret this decision many times over the coming year, but I am not going to pull a Brett Favre on you. I am announcing my decision now to allow other candidates to step forward and to get going. Perhaps more than anyone, I know what it takes. I have won 7 major statewide races over the last 20 years. Two primaries, one for attorney general and one for governor, that are very hard fought and very difficult because you're running against very good friends, and 5 general elections against candidates who also became good friends of mine during the course of the election. I know that the usual pundits and observers will be filled with a lot of insider talk, who's up and who's down, who alleged what about whom, what insiders are saying. But running for governor is not about inside politics. It is about very hard work. It is about endless travel. It is about very early mornings and very late nights. It is about getting yourself known throughout a very large state. It is about developing and communicating a clear and compelling message. It is about raising money. It is about assembling and leading a very strong team. And in modern politics, this takes time. So by indicating my intentions now, I am giving other candidates that time. I should add something about hard work, because it is not just me. It is a family and a team. I am blessed with an absolutely wonderful family, Wisconsin's incredible First Lady, Jessica. our sons Gus and Gabe, who were television stars in the first campaign in an award-winning commercial. Our wonderful grandson, Isaiah, who is not with us today. And during my time as governor, our family has grown in very important ways with the addition, finally, Jessica and I have a daughter in Carrie, and we have a blessed granddaughter in Lily who is with us today. And it is not only the family. I have had, and I have, not talking in the past tense here, I will have a very, very good team that has been working every bit as hard as I have every day of the year, and I thank them for everything they have done. But this is not the time for reflection and thanks. There will be plenty of time for that much later. Over a year from now, we can have tearful reunions and list all of the accomplishments and talk about all of the times. But now it is about using the next year and a half to get a lot done. I fully intend to serve my entire term. Maybe I am old-fashioned, but I believe strongly that when you run for a term, you serve the term, you work hard every day in that term. And I am going to work as hard as humanly possible over this time to help the people of Wisconsin. Over the next year and a half, I will be the governor and not a candidate. And I believe that without the politics and the campaign, we can get a lot done over this time. This moment in history will not be wasted. Now, some might take a skeptical view and say, well, there's not enough time between now and then and the next election to do anything meaningful. Or there will be some kinds of analysis claiming that without an election ahead of them, there will be no reason to act. Well, let's look at history. Let's see what we've been able to do in a year and a half. Since 2008, we've been able to guarantee that every child in Wisconsin can get health insurance. That's meant that over the last year and a half, 130,000 new people, almost all of them children, who did not have health insurance before, have it today. Wisconsin provides health coverage now to a higher percentage of our income, of our state, than any other state in the country except for Massachusetts. Since 2008, we have strengthened classrooms and given school districts and teachers the freedom to negotiate innovation and reasonable contracts. We have also laid the groundwork to improve school accountability, efficiency, and to improve our state's largest school district, the Milwaukee Public Schools. Since 2008, we've guaranteed that our Great Lakes won't be siphoned off to faraway deserts, and the water will be sustainably managed. We have guaranteed that our utilities will reduce mercury emissions and other pollutants by 90%. Since 2008, we have created unprecedented tools for job creation, including tax credits to spur research development, high-tech business, and modern manufacturing and agriculture. Since 2008, we've made sure that workers in our state will breathe clean and smoke-free air. We have guaranteed that committed couples can be assured some basic human rights. We've made sure that an autistic child can get the treatment he or she needs under his or her parents' insurance. And we have set a course towards sources of clean, renewable energy. Now, that's a short version of a list, and I've kept it only to what we've done in the last year and a half to demonstrate how much can be done between now and when the next governor takes office. If you want a longer list of accomplishments, I believe we will be able to write that list in January of 2011. We are going to do even more on education, healthcare, job creation, and the environment. In education, we will move forward with implementing the Wisconsin Covenant, with major education reforms that have been proposed by Secretary Duncan and President Obama, with school finance reform, and with educational reforms in the Milwaukee Public Schools. At our great university system, we will finish the Institutes for Discovery, create a new Wisconsin Energy Institute, and continue to work on the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Schools of Engineering, Freshwater Science, and Public Health. On health care, we will continue to make Badger Care available to more and more uninsured citizens, expand family care, and move towards having electronic medical records used throughout the state. On job creation, we will keep Wisconsin as the number one state in modern manufacturing. We will continue to build a strong agricultural economy, expand the high-tech industries and the growth of green jobs. We will ensure that Wisconsin comes back strong as the national recession eases. On the environment, we have a lot of work to do to implement the recommendations of my Global Warming Task Force, and we will greatly expand energy conservation and the development of renewable sources of energy. And we will connect Wisconsin with the rest of the Midwest with high-speed passenger rail, connecting Chicago to Milwaukee, Madison, and eventually the Twin Cities. So I've had the opportunity today to talk with my cabinet and with members in the governor's office and with many friends who have worked so hard either in the government or outside the government for what we have been trying to accomplish. And my message and my direction and my request has been pretty simple. Let's get to work. Thank you, everyone, and on Wisconsin. Thank you. Well, I really came to the decision probably no more than the last 7 to 10 days. As I said, I was really spurred by understanding that I had to make this decision, that if I was not going to run, it was extremely unfair to other candidates to be able to have them get out and to get going and do the work that they have to do. And again, as I said, I would have preferred, you know, just for me, wait until January, February, see how I felt at that point about what I wanted to do. But I think it would have, if I had made that decision then not to run, it would have been very difficult for a Democratic candidate to get out and get working and do the work that needs to get done. I also really wanted to make sure I recognize my sister Katie, her daughter Nell, and her daughter Ruth, who have been great supporters of us and great help as well. I don't at all, and I have really just, I'm not even thinking about it. I'm really excited about the next year and a half. I mean, if you think about it, I've got a year and a half. I don't have the pressures of a campaign hanging over me. We have done a lot during my 6 years as governor. But there are a lot of things, I mentioned many of them here today, that are in the air that I really want to make sure are completed and done. And that's what I'm going to be focused on. And there'll be time for us, you know, after I'm done to think about what I do next.
Hey, Governor, some of the polls show your approval ratings have fallen in the last few months. If you ran again, do you think you could win a third term, and was that a factor?
No. I'll tell you, I know there'll be all this sort of inside talk. Fact is, anybody who's trying to predict now what happens, I mean, I've been at this a long time, you know, where we are a year from now is making a big mistake. I will just simply point out, and I don't try to be bragging here, but I've never lost an election. I think I know how to run an election. I think I got a really good team, and, you know, we would have done very well. But on the other hand, I'm not in the race, so it's not, you know, I'd always sort of bug me to hear candidates say, I'm not going to run, but I would have won. I mean, you sort of say, well, come on in. If that's how you feel, come on in. Let's see. It's the old basketball player in me, which is, you know, guys sitting on the edge of the court saying that they could have done better, and you say, well, all right, come on in the game. And I'm not going to be in the game. So it's going to be for others now to go out and make their campaign, make their case to the people of Wisconsin. I have talked to people who may well be candidates, but I think it's one of the things I tried to emphasize here, and I think one of the reasons two terms is good is that you do let the political system breathe. And it isn't only at the governor's level. You know, when the governor is there, it sort of keeps the whole, it keeps everybody in place, and it really tends to keep new people from getting in. And so I'm really looking forward. I assume quite a few candidates are going to come out and announce, and, you know, it's for them to go out and make their case. I had to do it day by day and week by week and month by month, and now it's time for someone else.
Have you given any thoughts on what happened to your remaining campaign? And obviously there could be jobs in the administration. Is there no job that you would leave the governorship for?
I have made it very, very clear to the people in Washington that my intent is that I do not want to be considered for anything, and my intent is to serve out my term. And I'll just say I feel very strongly about that. I got elected for 4 years, you know, I got elected first for 4 years and now another 4 years, and we still, you know, I still have 20% of my time as governor left here, and I'm going to work really hard to finish the job.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.